All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, in a bit of a shocking move, the Tennessee Titans and head coach Mike Mularkey have mutually agreed to part ways. And in parts of three seasons with the Titans, Mularkey's record was 20-21. He just came off of leading the Titans to their first playoff appearance since 2008 and their first postseason victory since 2003. And this is a situation right here where, you know, the Titans owner, Amy Adams Strunk, you know, she took a page out of the book of her father, the late Bud Adams, who was the owner of course, the Oilers Titans franchise. And I see the Titans, and even going back to their days as the Houston Oilers, Bud Adams was extremely impatient with his head coaches, and it always came back to bite him in the rear end. We saw it when Bud Adams fired Bum Phillips after the 1980 NFL season. And then, of course, after that, especially being that the Oilers were so close to getting through to the Super Bowl, it took them nearly a decade before they became contenders once again. Then, you know, after the 93 season where the Oilers lost in the playoffs to the Buffalo Bills, Bud Adams decided to part with Warren Moon. And right after that, you know, things went downhill for the franchise once again. And, you know, the Titans fell on hard times for the remainder of the 90s. And now we've seen it once again. And I look at it when Mike Mularkey replaced Ken Whisenhunt back in 2015. He was a guy that, you know, he was put in place to help develop quarterback Marcus Mariota. And you look at Mariota's development. Mariota is still, you know, getting it done with his athleticism. He's not comfortable to consistently make plays in the pocket. And you go back to the Titans' recent loss to the New England Patriots. Going into that game, I said that Mariota was going to have to play the perfect game, and it was going to be tough because the Pats are going to force him to make plays from the pocket, which he is still consistently unable to do. However, if you look at Mariota and you look at the rest of this Titans team, they're really not that far off from being really good. I mean, again, after their first 12 games this season, they were 8-4. They went into that three-game losing streak. They lost three straight versus NFC West opponents, and then they were able to rally and win their last game versus the Jacksonville Jaguars to, you know, get into the postseason. This team swept Jacksonville during the regular season, and a break here or there, you know, we could be talking about the Titans as AFC South champions. I still think, you know, it leaves a bad taste when you have a head coach who gets a playoff victory, gets you to the second round, and appears to be building on something, and, you know, you let him go. And even, you know, after the playoff victory against Kansas City in the wild card round, it was something where, you know, the front office of the Titans really did not want to come out and put their full support behind Mike Mularkey, which is bad. I mean, this came down to John Robinson, the Titans general manager, wanting to make Mularkey to make some changes to his staff, and Mularkey did not want to do that. And I mean, you look at it, if the Titans could have found some more explosiveness at the wide receiver position and a stud pass rusher, this team was ready to really take that next step in the AFC. And I really I just think this sets a bad precedent. And I mean, I say that it's not the first time that the Titans have done it, but you know, typically when you make moves like this, they're difficult to recover from. I look back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a few years ago when they decided to fire Lovie Smith as their head coach because they were in a similar situation, and the Bucs have still not recovered from that. So it's impatience that is once again doing in this franchise. And you know, now, you know, they're focused on, you know, bringing in Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. And I mean, a lot of people, you know, they must have a short-term memory, because I remember what Josh McDaniels was like as a head coach of the Denver Broncos, and it was not good. And you see all of these people who are infatuated with Bill Belichick assistants. And what Bill Belichick does works for Bill Belichick. He does not work for his assistants. Yet people are still lining up trying to get his guys to be head coaches in the National Football League. So we'll just have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see who the Titans bring in as their head coach. And more importantly, we have to see what assistants that they're going to have on the squad heading for into the 2018 season, as far as the guys who are going to be working with Mariota and try to get him to continue his development as an NFL quarterback. But I think this sets a bad, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. It was the wrong decision for the Titans, and I would not be surprised if they regret parting with Mr. Malarkey. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign is set to begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.